Listening Library presents A to Z Mysteries, The Orange Outlaw by Ron Roy, read for you by David Pitou. Chapter 1. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose stood on Uncle Warren's balcony. 9 floors below, the cars, buses, and taxis of New York City zoomed by. As dusk turned to night, the city's lights began to blink on. People were strolling to restaurants and theaters. Dink's uncle stepped onto the balcony.
"That's a pretty sight, isn't it?" he said. "It's great," Dink said. "I feel like an eagle up here." "Thanks for inviting us for the weekend," Josh told him. "You are entirely welcome, my boy," Uncle Warren said. "And thanks for inviting us to your block party," Ruth Rose said. "I've never been to one before."
Josh let out a chuckle.
"My little brothers have block parties all the time," he said. "They bring their blocks out to the sandbox and throw them at each other."
Uncle Warren laughed.
"In New York City, we often have parties where everyone on the block is invited," he explained. "Tonight we plan to raise money for the Central Park Zoo." "Why does the zoo need money?" asked Ruth Rose. "Some of the animals need more space," Uncle Warren said. "Can they make all that money from one party?" Josh asked, gazing down at the street. "Tonight is just the beginning," Uncle Warren said. "The zoo will be raising money for at least a year."
He looked at his watch.
"We'd better get going. But first, I want to show you something."
The kids followed Dink's uncle through the living room to a small study at the back of the apartment. The room held a desk, a chair, and tall shelves crammed with books.